Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Starting your own company can be a daunting but rewarding process. A great business plan is crucial for the business, but financing is one of the most important elements a company needs to succeed. However, financing a startup or a small business can be a difficult, drawn-out process, especially for those with poor credit. While there is no minimum credit score you must have to get a business loan, traditional lenders have a range they usually consider acceptable. If you have a low credit score and no collateral to offer, consider an alternative loan. In the remaining time, I will offer some alternative business funding options. I will also examine their benefits and provide some tips on how to finance your business. Why is it difficult for small businesses to get loans from banks? Capital is difficult for small businesses to access for several reasons. It's not that banks are against lending to small businesses. They want to. But traditional financing institutions have a labor-intensive lending process and regulations that are unfavorable to local shops and small organizations. Typically, banks want to see at least a 5-year profile of a healthy business, for instance, 5 years of tax data, before extending an offer. This makes it difficult to access capital because many small businesses applying for loans are new and only have their business plan. This leaves the startup to seek alternative funding. What is alternative funding? Alternative financing is any method through which business owners can acquire capital without the assistance of traditional banks. Generally, if a funding option is based entirely online, it is an alternative financing method. By this definition, options such as crowdfunding, on-loan providers, and cryptocurrency qualify as alternative financing. Why might small businesses seek alternative financing? There are several reasons why small businesses might turn to business loan alternatives. Here are three of the most common. Lower credit requirements. Traditional banks are almost certain to decline loans to borrowers with credit scores below a certain threshold. That, though different for each provider, is often between 600 and 650. If you have a credit score in this range or lower, you should seek out articles that will offer you ways to improve your score. Easier qualifications. Not all small business owners meet the additional requirements to apply and be approved for traditional loans. In these cases, business loan alternatives are helpful. Faster approval. Traditional bank loans can take weeks to be approved. Some business alternatives can give you access to funding in as little as 1 week. If your small business needs capital but doesn't qualify for a traditional bank loan, certain alternative financing methods and lenders may meet your needs. Here are some of the top financing options for startups and small businesses. Community Development Finance Institutions. There are thousands of nonprofit community development finance institutions, CDFIs, across the country. They all provide capital to small businesses and micro-business owners on reasonable terms. These CDFIs receive a wide variety of applications for loans across their desk every week, many of them from ambitious startups. As a mission-oriented non-bank lender, we know from experience that many viable small businesses struggle to access the capital they need to get started, thrive, and grow. So said Jennifer Spozinski, Senior VP for Business and Workforce Development at Coastal Enterprises, Inc., CEI. Lenders like CEI differ from banks in a few ways. First, many lenders look for a certain credit score, and that rules out a lot of startups. If banks see poor credit, that business will almost always end up in the no pile. CDFI lenders look at credit scores too, but in a different way. Spozinski adds, "We look for borrowers who have been fiscally responsible, but we understand that unfortunate things happen to good people and businesses. We seek to understand what happened and assess its relevance. For instance, personal or family medical issues and job losses can all negatively impact a borrower's accounting, but those can all be explained. Also, CDFI lenders do not need nearly as much collateral as a traditional bank would. other things can compensate for a lack of assets to be used as collateral. Then there are venture capitalists. Venture capitalists, or VCs, are an outside group that takes part ownership of the company in exchange for capital. The percentages of ownership to capital are negotiable and usually based on a company's valuation. This is a good choice for startups who don't have physical collateral to serve as a lien to loan against the bank. But it is only a fit when there is a demonstrated high growth potential and competitive edge of some kind, like a patent or captive customer. The benefits of a VC are not all financial. The relationship you establish with the VC can provide an abundance of knowledge, industry connections, and a clear direction for your business. Chris Holder, author of Tips to Success, says, "A lot of entrepreneurs lack the skills needed to grow a business. And even though they can make money through sales, understanding how to grow a company will always be a lost cause in the beginning. The guidance from an experienced investor group is the best thing, as the mentorship is key for everyone." There is also partner financing. This is where you would partner with another player in your industry. With strategic partner financing, this player funds the growth of your business. In exchange, they get special access to your product, staff, distribution rights, ultimate sales, or some combination of those items. Many venture capitalists say this option is usually overlooked. This funding acts like venture capital in that it is usually an equity sale, not a loan. Though sometimes it can be royalty-based, where the partner gets a piece of every product sale. The company you partner with is usually going to be a large business and may even be in a similar industry, or in an industry with an interest in your business. The larger company typically has relevant customers, salespeople, and marketing programs that you can tap right into. That's what makes partner financing a good alternative. That's assuming your product or service is a compatible fit with what they already offer, which would surely be the case, or there would be no incentive for them to invest in you. Another form of financing is from angel investors. Many think that angel investors and venture capitalists are the same, but there is one glaring difference. A venture capitalist is a company, usually large and established, that invests in your business by trading equity for capital. An angel investor is an individual who is more likely to invest in a startup or early stage business that may not have the demonstrable growth a VC would want. Finding an angel investor can also be good in a similar way to gaining funding from a VC, albeit on a more personal level. Angel investors not only provide the funds, they will usually guide you and assist you along the way. Remember, there is no point in borrowing money just to lose it later. These experienced business people, with their expertise, can save you tons of money in the long run. Another form of providing capital is invoice financing. With invoice financing, also known as factoring, a service provider fronts you the money on your outstanding accounts receivable. You repay once customers settle their bills. This way, your business has the cash flow it needs to keep running while you wait for your customers to pay their outstanding invoices. These advances allow companies to close the payment gap between billed work and payments to suppliers and contractors. By closing the payment gap, companies can accept new projects more quickly. By ensuring steady cash flow, this helps the business grow and hire new workers. Although not new anymore, the newest form of business financing is crowdfunding. Crowdfunding on platforms such as Kickstarter and Indiegogo can give a financial boost to small businesses. These platforms allow businesses to pool small investments from several investors instead of seeking out a single investment source. By using crowdfunding, you can raise the necessary seed funds to get your startup through the development phase and ready to be pitched to investors. This way, you have a better chance of securing additional financing through a venture capitalist or angel investor. Make sure you read the fine print of equity crowdfunding platforms before choosing one to use. Some platforms charge payment processing fees or require you to reach your full financial goal in order to keep any of the money you raised. Business grants are another form of raising capital, but are extremely limited and require the business to meet the grant's criteria. Businesses focused on science or research may receive grants from the government. The U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, offers grants through the Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer programs. Recipients of these grants must meet federal research and development goals and have a high potential for commercialization. To learn more about business grants, check out the article How to Secure a Business Grant by Sky Schooley on businessnewsdaily.com. There's peer-to-peer or marketplace lending. Peer-to-peer or P2P lending, similar to crowdfunding, is an option for raising capital that introduces borrowers to lenders through various websites. Lending Club and Prosper are two of the most notable P2P lending platforms in the United States. In its simplest form, a borrower creates an account on a peer-to-peer website that keeps records, transfers funds, and connects borrowers to lenders. You can call it a match.com for money. A key difference is in the risk assessment of the borrower. According to the SBA, P2P lending can be a solid financing alternative for small businesses, especially given the current credit market. One drawback of this solution is that P2P lending is available to investors in certain states only. This form of lending, made possible by the internet, is a hybrid of crowdfunding and marketplace lending. When platform lending first hit the market, it allowed people with little working capital to give loans to other people, peers. Years later, major corporations and banks began crowding out true P2P lenders with their increased activity. In countries with better developed financial industries, the term marketplace lending is more commonly used. Another way businesses create capital is through convertible debt. Convertible debt is when a business borrows money from an investor or investor group, and the collective agreement is to convert the debt into equity in the future. Convertible debt can be a great way to finance both a startup and a small business, but you have to be comfortable with ceding some control of the business to an investor. In this kind of financing, investors are guaranteed some set rate of return per year until a set date or an action occurs that triggers an option to convert. Another benefit of convertible debt is that it doesn't place a strain on cash flow while interest payments are accrued during the term of the bond. A drawback of this type of financing is that you may eventually relinquish some ownership or control of your business. Another way to obtain financing, although it's expensive, is a merchant cash advance. A merchant cash advance is the opposite of a small business loan in terms of affordability and structure. While this is a quick way to obtain capital, cash advances should be the last resort because of their high expense. Many of the best credit card processing services offer this option, so check with your provider to see if this would be a form of capital to explore. A merchant cash advance is where a financial provider extends a lump sum amount of financing and then buys the right to a portion of your credit and debit card sales. Every time the merchant processes a credit or debit card sale, the provider takes a small cut of the sale until the advance is paid back. While this appears to be convenient, cash advances can be very expensive and troublesome to the company's cash flow. If you can't qualify for a small business loan or any of the options I've already mentioned, only then should you consider this option. Microloans or microfinancing are small loans given to entrepreneurs who have little or no collateral. Microloans sometimes have restrictions on how you can spend the money. They typically cover operational costs and working capital for equipment, furniture, and supplies. One example of a small business microlender is Cabbage, which offers microloans of $2,000 to $250,000. Another example are SBA microloans administered by nonprofit community-based organizations with experience in lending as well as management and technical assistance. Each intermediary lender has its own lending and credit requirements. Generally, intermediaries require some type of collateral as well as the personal guarantee of the business owner. Now, what are the benefits of alternative lending? Well, for starters, startups can enjoy a few key benefits in securing funding from a non-traditional source. With alternative loans, a business owner gets a strong invested partner who can introduce them to new clients, analysts, media, and other contacts. These are some of the benefits of working with a non-traditional lender. Market credibility. The startup gets to borrow some of the goodwill that the strategic partner has built up, and working with an established investor lends weight to the brand. Infrastructure help. The larger partner likely has teams for marketing, IT, finance, and HR, all of which are things a startup could borrow or utilize at a favorable rate. Overall business guidance. It's likely the strategic partner will join your board as part of the investment. Remember that they have a wealth of experience in business, so their advice and viewpoint would be invaluable. Relatively hands-off partnership. A strategic partner still has their own business to run, so they are unlikely to be very involved in the day-to-day operations of the startup. Occasional updates on your business, such as monthly or quarterly, are usually sufficient check-ins for them. Businesses need working capital to survive. Without the appropriate business financing options, startup companies are likely to fail. Avoiding the traditional bank loan route might seem like an impossible feat, but there are a plethora of small business financing options readily available for entrepreneurs. Gathering the right market data research and implementing the best financing option for your company increases the chances of your business surviving for the long haul. How can small businesses prepare to apply for alternative lending options? Applying for financing entails much more than just filling out an application. To increase your chances of getting financing, small business owners should do their homework and have a strategy. Here are 5 tips to help you prepare your business for financing success. 1. Know how much you need to borrow up front. When you apply for business loan alternatives, you'll likely find that many different loan amounts are available. Don't commit to borrowing more than you need. There may be penalties for early repayment or not using your whole loan. 2. Write a business plan with financial projections. While not all alternative financing providers will demand to see your business plan, many funding sources have this stipulation, so you should prepare your plan now. Remember the article I suggested you read on how to secure business grants by Sky Schooley on businessnewsdaily.com? Well, she has another article on that same site, Guide to Creating a Business Plan with a Template. 3. Do market research and know the conditions of your industry. Lenders may be more likely to approve borrowers in growing industries. As such, if you can prove that your company's sector or market primes your business to expand and succeed, present your argument firmly somewhere in your application. It also demonstrates your knowledge as an entrepreneur and business strategist. 4. Know your credit score. Even if your company is primed for rapid growth and you're working on repaying your loans, often a credit score below a certain number is an immediate disqualifier for loan applications. Find out your credit score, and if it is too low, work to improve it before seeking capital. 5. Meet with a small business expert and attend training provided through the SBA. As with any important small business decision, you shouldn't go this one alone. Consult experts and seek training on how to apply successfully for the funding your company needs to thrive. As a small business owner, you should also establish a strong online presence. Pay attention to how your company looks online because lenders will be reviewing your information too. Online review sites such as Yelp, Angie's List, and TripAdvisor help paint a picture of your operation and serve as an indicator of your overall business health. Social connections and customer relationships on social media can also play a role in a lender's decision to offer financing. How do you find business financing options? Trying to find financing for your startup can easily turn into a full-time job. From building a network of investors to connecting with other founders, financing is at the heart of any business's success. The problem is, it can turn out to be a serious time commitment. By working with the right investors and taking the time to be purposeful in your pitch, you can take important steps towards funding your company. Make no mistake, it will be difficult, but by being precise in your search, you can position yourself for success. If you find you're getting lots and lots of rejections and little progress, oftentimes that means you're just talking to the wrong investor. That means you need a better sense as to who the right investor is. Once you do, you will see your success rate go up fairly dramatically. The key to obtaining funding as a startup is the warm introduction. According to Casey Berman, managing director of venture capitalist firm Camber Creek. Berman said startup founders can look to their immediate network to try to find opportunities. While this includes obvious connections like friends and family or other startup owners, it's also important to consider professional services your company is using. If, for example, you work with a legal consultant or a PR firm, they may be able to help you find funding, he said. The key, said Berman, is to partner with a company, whether it is an investment firm or a payroll processing service, that adds value to your business. The warm introduction goes a lot further than really any other potential avenue, he said. Any professionals that are surrounding the company should absolutely be the first stop and the first location a company goes to try to have access to venture capital and a warm introduction. This is how you can differentiate your startup from its peers. Building a network of individuals that help pull your company up is the best way to give your business the support it needs. How do you go about targeting a venture capitalist for business financing? Venture capital is the most difficult to secure. Primarily, VCs have very specific investment strategies. They want to invest for a relatively short period of time, 3 to 5 years, and they may want to be involved in your business operations and decisions. VCs also want to make investment sums larger than a few million dollars. Most startups begin with early seed funding from friends and family, angel investors, or accelerators. If you're already past this step and are looking for a longer-term funding, it's important to approach VC firms the right way. It's crucial to find the right investor for the stage your business is in. There are thousands of VC firms out there, so think critically about your business and which investors make the most sense. You need to find the right investor who is at the right stage of where your company is. You'll also want them to have some exposure to the environment that you're going to be in. That's the best way that you're going to have a productive relationship. Once you develop a short list of VCs, it's time to set up a formal process. With your list in hand, it is recommended you spend 1 to 2 weeks trying to make the initial contact with the company. Once you've made contact, keep the company up to date on your business development and other information that is relevant to that investor. This ongoing conversation can help you build relationships with investors. When it's time to raise funding, you'll have to pitch the VC firms you've been in constant communication with. As the business owner, you really need to commit to raising money. You also need to do what's called a roadshow to get in front of a large number of venture funds to find the right partner. This whole process, from initial meeting to closing a deal, can take anywhere from 30 to 90 days or even longer. So plan accordingly. It is also recommended that you start looking for funding well before your business will need it. One of the biggest variables throughout this process is motivation. For a startup, rejection is part of the journey. Staying motivated during trying times can be difficult, but it will be the backbone of your business's success. This may sound counterproductive, but try to maintain low expectations. This way, you're not overwhelmed by the rejections you do receive. Rather than seeing it as a failure, see rejection as part of the process. If someone says no, just think, that's cool. I guess I'm just one step closer to yes. The other takeaway from rejection is how you adapt and respond. That stream of critical feedback allows you to better your product and hone your pitching skills. Think about it as not your being rejected because your ideas or products is bad. It's because it can be slightly improved or you haven't developed the skills to pitch it in the most effective way. This keeps the responsibility in your hands without adding any pressure. Everything is a work in progress, and even today's most successful companies had to deal with challenges at one point. Deciding how to finance a business can depend on several factors, including how much money you need, how good your credit is, and whether you're comfortable with taking on debt or exchanging equity for funding. When approaching any of these small business financing options, consider the return on investment you might be able to expect and compare that to cost. Keep in mind, raising money from people is a very difficult thing. You just have to sort of roll with it. Be aware there are a lot of companies that were initially rejected that became generation-defining companies. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at this same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.